when you talk about the counseling, is that the most recent numbers are that only about 54% of our students actually report that they've seen a counselor. So it's twofold. One is we're changing the way students are coming in and intake, mandatory orientation for students who are coming in after the July 1st deadline so that they understand about school, take away some of the fuzziness about what they're going. But essentially, the wraparound services that you need in college are a funding issue, and the state's economic pressures have prevented the state from funding Ivy Tech to the level it needs to have. So what we've committed is that we'll continue to put credentialed faculty in front of the student, but until we get – it's kind of a two-edged sword here – until we can get additional funding to hire more counselors, the students aren't going to see more counselors, and because of that, we're not going to be able to dramatically change the graduation rate. That's a critical issue. I think as we tell our story about the importance of our students, particularly these adult learners, they're trying to get a new chance in life, and we're going to need more support structure. We think it's a good return on investment. We think that if the state can carve out more money for this kind of work, they'll see the benefits by better employed and more employed.
Well, what's on your wish list to change, to improve, to get faster? I mean, we see the ranking for community colleges in Indiana for Ivy Tech, 14% completion rate. Is that correct, or is that fungible?
I mean, all these numbers are database, so they're real. I think one of the people you may be talking to this series is Michael Rice, who by all standards is a failure. But Michael dropped out of Ivy Tech at 17, is back completing 10 years later. There's no measurement for that kind of life change, and we're seeing a lot of that. That's why we go back to a couple measures. One, we had 20,000 people that either transferred or graduated, got a certificate. We think about 45% of our people after 6 years are successful, and that is they either graduated, transferred, or they're still in school. So that's the measure we go. Is it good enough? Absolutely not. Where did the other 50, 55% go? They went to work. Maybe they got the job. We actually see enrollment softening in the spring as employment numbers get better.